Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu services community education. So you want to be a songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th.
Eight minutes to play. We'll go to the fourth quarter. Lady Bombers with a big uphill climb. They're down 33-17. They get outscored 14-3 in that third quarter. Mountain Home with the basketball as we get this final 8 minutes underway. Martin out top for Mountain Home. BB has gone back to the zone. They've done a good job of switching back and forth between the man and the zone. A lot of times making the switches coming out of breaks. Foreman dumps it down low, gets it to Martin. Her shot won't go. Loose basketball, and the rebound finally controlled by Richie of BB. 7:24 left. BB up by 16. And a foul out top against Mountain Home. This is on Emma Martin. That's her third. Team second. Well, have been two fouls called in the second half, both on Mountain Home. Hill out top. Walker has her defensively. Lady Bombers still in the man-to-man. Henley, now Gamble, Hill. Left side, it goes to Henley along the left baseline. Works it back out top. Good ball movement by BB. Gamble has it between the circles. Starts right. Hill says no. Go the other way. Swings over into the hands of Richie. Ball knocked loose out top by Husky. Picked back up by Henley. Turner comes to get it now. Lady Bombers may have to start fouling. 6:37 left. BB plenty content to just work some clock now. There's the foul. It's on Emma Martin. That's her fourth. Team foul number three against Mountain Home. Timeout, Lady Bombers. 6:36 to play. 33-17. BB leads it. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball. Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
6:33 to play. Lady Bombers down 33-17. BB with the basketball to inbound deep in the left corner after it was knocked out of bounds on the previous inbounds play. Turner out top. BB. All five play, well, four right now outside the three-point arc. Not a total delay game, but they are working the clock here. Hill has it out top, right side. Henley to the baseline, nothing there. They'll swing it out to Turner. Turner down the left side of the paint, drives, scores. 12 points for Turner. 35-17 BB, 6 minutes to play. Now ball stolen away out top. And ball is going to go out of bounds and stay with Mountain Home. Kyra Penn, the 6'1 junior, will check in for Mountain Home. Foreman comes out. Leah Jackson, the 5'6 sophomore, will check in. And Walker comes out. .552 left. Jackson double-teamed in the corner. Puts it on the floor. She's in trouble. finds Pfeiffer. Good job to get out of trouble. Pfeiffer dumps it down low to Penn, and she'll score. Boy, Jackson, the sophomore, got in trouble, didn't panic, though, was able to find the open Pfeiffer. 35-19, Mountain Home down with 5:26 to play. And the ball turned over by BB. 5:21 to go. The ball thrown out of bounds.
Let's go. Motion. Let's go.
5:20 to go. Mountain Home in hurry up mode. They're down by 16 right now. Martin along the baseline. Jackson, 8-footer, won't go. Rebound. Leah gets it back. Keeps it alive. Kicks it out to Pfeiffer. The three's off the back of the rim. It won't go. And the rebound now to the Lady Badgers. Henley has it.
Let's go. Get up.
Now Turner walks it ahead. Drives by the defender. Penetrates. Kicks it back to Gamble. And Beebe content to play catch around the perimeter right now. Playing keep away with 4:39 to play. Inside. Now it's Henley from 16. It won't go. Rebound by Mountain Home. Husky has her first board of the evening. 4:22 left in the game. Lady Bombers down 35-19. Husky directs traffic. Martin, 17-footer, won't go. Rebound to the Lady Badgers. That's Richie underneath with her third. Whistle. Timeout by BB. 4:01 to play. 35-19. Lady Badgers with the lead. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Four minutes to play. Lady Bombers down 16, 35-19. Turner drives by the defender, takes it into the paint, and scores.
Katie Turner.
14 for Katie Turner tonight. 37-19. And a turnover by Mountain Home. 10 of those this evening. BB gets it back. 3:35 left in the contest. BB looking for their 17th victory of the season. Inside it goes to Hill. She's fouled and will go to the free throw line. They're going to get Husky with the foul. Peyton picks up her third. Team foul number four. Libby Hill at the free throw line. 1 point on the night. First free throw is good. Foreman, Collins, and Tabor in for Mountain Home. Penn, Husky, and Pfeiffer will come out. It's a 19-point BB lead. Second free throw by Hill is good. Point BB lead, 39-19 with 3:17 to play. Martin. Left side, he goes to Collins. Collins to the baseline with the dribble drive. Forces up the shot. Draws the foul. Boy, Madeline's played well tonight. Coming off the bench, 6 points. three rebounds. She'll go to the line here. That's Gamble with her third foul. First this half against BB. Collins to shoot a couple. The first one is good. Effie Hardy, the 5'11 senior, will check in for Mountain Home. Tabor comes out. Second free throw by Collins will not go. Rebound to Beebe. That's Gamble underneath. 2:58 to play. It's a 19-point Beebe lead. The Bombers have struggled mightily offensively tonight. Haven't got the shots to drop and just never could get in a rhythm offensively. A lot of standing around on offense and just never could really get things going. Beebe, again, just playing keep away right now of four of their five players outside the three-point line. Now several flashing through the paint. Left side with it. This is Henley. 2:15 to play. Beebe still on the offensive end. Gamble works on the left elbow, a whistle. On a Mountain Home. And Emma Martin just fouled out of the ball game. That's her fifth team foul, number five. Abby Martin is in for Mountain Home. Abby's in for the first time, the 5'7 sophomore. Kyra Penn checks in as well. Mount Home is subbed out. Beebe still has their starters on the floor. I don't know when Coach Ritchie's going to get them out. 2 minutes left and up by 19. And Mount Home subbed out. You think he would too. Gamble inside. The ball knocked away, stolen away, and a turnover by Beebe. They're seventh. Abby Martin up ahead. Here's Collins working on the left elbow to the baseline with a drive. Shot won't go, and the rebound underneath by Gamble. Timeout by BB. 1:35 to play. BB leads at 39-20. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
1:26 to play. Beebe is subbed out now. Chloe Flowers is in. Kaya Jackson, Kelsey Jackson on the floor for the Lady Badgers. As they lead it by 19 with 1:14 to play. Again, just working around the perimeter, running out clock, and then along the baseline, they'll find Bridges. She's open and knocks down the jumper. Mount Home on the offensive end. Here's Jackson driving. She'll score with 49 seconds. She'll be fouled, rather, with 49 seconds left. We'll go to the line. Flowers to foul her first. Second foul this half against BB. Leah Jackson at the free throw line for Mountain Home. Sophomore will shoot two. The first one is missed. 49 seconds left. Second free throw is missed. Rebound to the Lady Badgers. That's Jackson underneath. Well, the Bombers are going to fall to 11-13 with the loss here tonight. Shot of the paint and a foul against Mountain Home. Kaya Jackson will go to the free throw line. Fouls on Effie Hardy. That's her first. Team foul number six. Kaya Jackson to the free throw line to shoot a couple. First one is good. One more here for Jackson. And it's good. 43-20. BB with 33 seconds left. Jackson quickly ahead for Mountain Home, and she's fouled along the baseline. Not a shooting foul. Kaya Jackson gets the foul. First foul, third team foul. Mountain Home will inbound under their basket. Comes into Leah Jackson, spots for the three and knocks it down.
Leah Jackson, three.
20-point BB lead with 18 seconds left. Leah Jackson with a foul out top. It's going to be her first, team seventh. So free throws coming up here for BB. This is Kelsey Jackson, a sophomore at the free throw line with a 1-1. 16 seconds left in the period. First one is good. Second free throw is good. 16 seconds left, 45-23 BB. The Badgers are going to improve to 17-8 with the victory here tonight. 7 seconds left. Collins out top, three fired up by Jackson, won't go. Rebound loose and time will run out. 45-23. BB gets the win over Mountain Home. Post-game show begins in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Harvest Bank post-game show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.